Next, I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player.
This is Sheeman and Shepard.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Are you ready for some football? I think we have a good one tonight. Chargers and Chiefs. In the meantime, we will entertain and inform you over the next 4 hours. 2 to 6, live and local here in your backyard. I'm Craig Sheeman with Pete Shepard. On Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN, we got a full show coming up at 3:30. John Naylor will be on the program. He's the executive director of the City of Palms Classic Basketball Tournament. We'll give away some tickets to that later on as well. Marcus Grant joins us at 4:30 from the NFL Network. We'll talk some fantasy football, get you ready for your playoff weekend. By the way, we got Saturday games. We got games tonight. You got to be on your toes here this weekend. Rick Hara, our business insider, will be on at 5 o'clock. Plus, we have WWE tickets to give away as well. So we're good. And I want to remind all of you now, I've been talking about it all week, mark your calendar. This time tomorrow, Pete Shepard and I will be broadcasting live from Walmart in Estero, right off of 41. Come on by. We're collecting brand new bikes, new unwrapped toys, gift cards, the whole shebang. In fact, Beasley Broadcasting will be there all day from 6A to 6P. We'll just close it out from 2 to 6. So come on by the parking lot and help us out. Help out a good cause. Come see us as well. So all that is on our plate. If you want to participate in the show, and we have much to talk about today, our phone number is 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776. It's the Stony Brook Golf Club text line as well. You can follow me at Twitter at CraigESPN, and you can follow Pete Shepard at PSHEP326. Pete, how are you today, sir?
Better than you.
Yeah, I got this crud that's going around the office.
Green tea, chicken noodle soup, preferably a low sodium from my man. What else can I get you? Vicks Vapor Rub?
No, I don't want any vapor rub. I do have some halls in my bag.
A humidifier?
Is it the nose or the throat?
It started.
I got something for the nose.
Early in the week, we had the scratchy throat, and then inevitably it now is the runny nose and the sneezing and all that nonsense that everybody had.
You don't like the swabs, do you?
No, I tried those once. In fact, on your recommendation.
Never mind.
Now, I load up on like Sambucus and Zicam and all this voodoo stuff.
Sambuca?
My wife gives me. Yeah, yeah.
You drink Sambuca?
Yeah. So.
It's nice.
In the chicken noodle soup.
That's not a good combination.
But then I tried the nasal swabs when I had runny nose last time, and you gave it to me, and it just opened up the floodgates.
Try a little blackberry brandy.
For 2 days.
A little blackberry brandy. A little, like a tablespoon.
Okay. Ah, a couple shots. Get you right.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess you don't take shots of brandy, do you?
Well, half the building
you
is
drink
sick.
Drink it.
I'm happy to say
I'm appalled at how much of the building is sick.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
It's terrible.
It's unbelievable, and I'm sure I caught it here. I've had a very healthy year. I had zero sick days this year at work. I had a very healthy year. Got my flu shot 2 months ago, but this is and this is mild by comparison by other things I've had. But I think this will pass in a couple days. I'll be good to go.
You had a hot toddy.
That sounds good.
It is good. See, somebody just said it. Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Hot whiskey?
It's like I think it's got an apple cinnamon twist to it. It's nice.
Oh, not like warm room temp hot.
It's actually
like a cinnamon.
Yeah, like
a fireball.
Yeah, yeah. But
I think at my
more.
Disposal at home, I have rum, I have some Crown, I have some vodka. That's it. Is anything that can? I don't have any. I
vodka
don't know.
Clear you right up.
Vodka will do it.
I don't know.
What should I drink when I want? And then there's the Coors Light, which...
I said low sodium in the soup, not no sodium.
No, I'm the no sodium guy over here.
Can't make low sodium chicken noodle soup. You don't have that salt.
All right, I'll have to partake in something during Thursday Night Football tonight. So, and I'll try not to get you sick. I've got my Purell over here, hand sanitizer. So I'll do my best to keep it over
here. I had
one
of my best rounds of golf today. I've had in 2.5 months. I am ecstatic. And
can we talk about this?
Yeah, we can talk about it.
Okay, because I'm fascinated by this.
They're coming because it's a professional hypnotist that I'm involved in. He's going to be sponsoring the program.
But you gave it a shot yesterday.
Gave it a shot. I had a 30-minute session with him. I think it was like 40-minute session with him yesterday before the show. And it basically, and he's a professional person that helps people with whatever they want, weight, stop smoking cigarette,
yeah,
all that stuff.
Yeah,
Coach Ray. And we had this whole thing about how he's going to help my golf game and mentally prepare. And it's just a whole thing. I'm having another session with him on January 8th, but he's going to be advertising on the show, going to tell you all about him.
Because your golf game's gone just a little backward.
Yeah, a little backward. My drives especially were just off the chart, just lost pot bad. And anyway, long story short, we had the session yesterday, and today it was freaky scary how much better I played.
Really? Did you shoot par?
No, I shot 89, but it was
a strong 89.
It just felt different. You know, and my putting was real good. It was just different.
Yeah.
It was just different. Thanks to my good friend Yvonne, who's just a terrific person to play with. She's a great golfer and a great friend. And buddy Brad, met a new guy today, Brad, at our place at Bin International, who spent most of life in Buffalo. However, like you, is a lifelong Detroit Lions fan from Detroit.
So God bless him.
About you. Stop it. He hit the ball a ton, and he wasn't even hitting a driver. It was ridiculous. He's like a 5 handicap.
Wow.
But it was a good. It was just different about how things clicked. And I know people out there might be skeptical of saying, I'm telling you, man, I was quite frankly stunned.
You are skeptical?
I am.
What are you talking about? Now, I want to hear about your set. I've tried this once before in my lifetime, but I want to hear.
Yeah, no.
About
so
your
it's, just,
so
what, it's just. And I'll, I'm not. I'm
you weren't
I'm
hypnotized not, per se, or were
somewhat?
You?
Yeah.
Okay.
In that short period of time, but the things that he said and images, golf course, just different things, the way it was presented, and what was happening. On the tee box and on the putting green was I just felt completely different.
All right.
Just felt completely different.
Now,
in a good way, in a great way.
The session, what Chris and I need to find out, what was your key word or sound or snapping
of
the fingers?
It's not one of those, you snap your fingers again. It wasn't like that. It wasn't watch a little ball and you go out. It was nothing like that, no. No, I'll describe it more in detail when I get all the great copy points that I need to say.
Well, years ago I tried that. I was in a small radio market. I was in Bloomington, Indiana,
uh-huh.
And was doing a talk show and had interviewed a guy that did that for a living. And then just beforehand, I decided to just see what this is all about. But the only problem with that was we went in like a little production studio. So I was at work. Wasn't totally comfortable. We dimmed the lights and all that, and mm-hmm. I got real relaxed.
Yeah.
But I was also very aware of the clock. You know, it was like 20 minutes before showtime.
Well, that's why.
And I knew I had to get on the air.
But see, you can't. That's why. Yeah. You have to be relaxed. You have to be in an environment where, you know, it's dark and you're in a comfortable chair and there's no noise. And so that's what we did yesterday in the conference room, basically. And I can just tell you.
Did you lay down on the table?
No, that's not a bad idea. No, they wanted to bring in another big fancy chair. I said, no, let's just do this today. But, no, it was great. And
I wouldn't even know where to go around this building and rely. It had to shut everybody else out. It's such a busy place.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you talking about? I got my futon in my office.
I'm not sitting on that.
I used that last Wednesday when I was nursing the hangover.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. Went in, closed the door, took the pads down.
The casting couch.
Whew. Oh. I'm trying to think. What was your situation last week where you were?
Christmas party.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Day after Christmas party. So last Wednesday. That's right.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, it was a great experience.
I'm looking forward to hearing more about this.
I played fantastic.
I want to try it.
You will. Yeah. Yeah.
If it can take me from mid-80s and get me down close to that 80 number again, I'm all for it.
That's the first time I broke 90 in about two months.
Oh, I used to be mid-80s. Maybe around 90 is where I'm hovering now.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm genuinely looking forward to hearing your results and hearing more about this. So that'll be good. All right.
239 goes, LOL. So you guys just relax. You went into golf in a better mood. You will suck again tomorrow. That's
not a very glass half full type guy.
Well, this is sports.
And that really hurts.
Sports doesn't.
Man, that's terrible.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it through the day knowing that text is out there.
It's rough. It's going to be rough.
Wow.
All right, so
I don't come to you where you work and bother you about your French fry distribution pattern.
Wow.
Does that guy distribute French fries?
I don't know.
No, he's just,
I don't know.
Get a hookup. It's not bad.
It's like,
talk him too much.
It's like,
speaking of French
fries. It's like Louis Anderson in Coming to America when Eddie Murphy first gets the job at McDowell's.
Yeah.
Oh, see? I started mopping floors. Now I'm washing lettuce. Pretty soon, fries. Couple years on the grill, and that's where the big bucks
that's
start.
That's where the big bucks
in.
Are. I think without mentioning any company names, you should relay your experience at the drive-thru today, because I'm absolutely appalled at what happened to you today. But you know, without giving too many details. They were very rude and personal to you.
I get done golfing, I got home, did a little show, and I didn't eat. I had an egg white omelet this morning they made before golf, so I was starving. So I stopped at a particular place.
It's a waste of yolk?
Huh?
It's a waste of yolk.
No, I actually had egg whites in the carton. Okay. Yeah, I agree with you, because I wouldn't do that. I would save the yolks, actually.
Good.
Yeah, I agree with you, though. So I get to, I stop and I get two thingies, small, like dollar menu type items.
Yeah.
And
they're hammering you for the charity donation.
Young lady who's like 22 years old, 23 years old around there. And she's like, oh, for an extra $2, you can have this very sugary, milkshakey type of drink, if you know what I'm saying. And I said, no. Well, it goes to the kids. I go, yeah, I know. I said, but I've donated $2 before, not only there, but a lot of other places. Well, but it goes to the kids. You can just give the milkshake thingy, you know, to someone else. I go, no. I said, I don't want to give to anybody else. And I said, I don't want to. And I said, I don't want to. I don't have all that sugar. She goes, but for the third time, well, it goes to the kids. She goes, what's wrong with you? You have diabetes? And I go, no, I have. If you ask me one more time, I said, you can keep my two burgers. I said, I'm late for work.
I mean, I don't mind being asked once.
Four times.
That is unbelievable.
Four times, and asked me if I have, and I do have type 2 controlled diabetes. I'm going to let her say it. But even if I didn't, those aren't the type of drinks that I would drink anyway. Nothing against them. I don't have those big, giant, milkshakey type drinks. It's not what I
don't think you can drink what you're talking about. You eat it with a spoon.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Or a mixed spoon, huh?
Anyway, I would.
But I'm more appalled that she didn't take no. Asked you four more times.
Four more times.
Trying to get into your personal business.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a fireable offense.
I think she's just trying to sell.
No. You don't do that.
She's got a future in sales.
No, she doesn't.
That was very...
Please.
Very appalling.
Oh, it was outrageous.
I felt for you on that one.
Yeah.
I mean, the lady at ringing the bell in front of Publix.
That's right.
That's different.
She almost doesn't hit me up enough. She's seen me three times this week going in to grab lunch.
Yeah.
She just says hi every day. I mean, it gets me off the hook because
like
I'm not donating anyway.
Yeah,
but.
Don't treat me like a kiosk dirtbag that sits there and chases you in a mall because you won't sample their hand washing cream or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Don't chase me down for money. I will come to you if I'm interested in your product.
Just got a eucalyptus mint hand soap for my bathroom.
Ooh, yeah. That smells lovely.
Game changer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big step up.
What do they call that? Aromatherapy.
I don't know what they call it, but it's nice. Yeah,
you'll be sick of it by next week.
No, I don't think so.
Really?
It's been in about a week. I like it.
Yeah?
I wash my hands now. Like, all the time.
See, my wife...
My hands are drying out.
My wife likes to do all these plug-ins with these scents, and they smell great at
first. Yeah, we have some of those, too. But
then after, like, a half a day, I'm, like, sick of them. And then I'm like, God, I'm unplugged that. It's driving me nuts.
My two-year-old has taken all of those out of our house.
Out of the house?
Well, he played with them all the time, and parenting 101, don't let your two-year-old play with an electrical outlet, so we had to just move them.
Yeah.
Like, remove them, I should say.
Do you have those kid safety plugs in all of your exposed outlets?
Yes, and they don't come out.
Yeah, right, right.
They do not
They're adult-proof.
And I don't want to take a screwdriver to it, because then you're putting metal next to an... I don't understand why you can't make those things removable.
I know.
And the little slit where you're supposed to fit a finger, I guess.
Yeah.
An eighth of an inch, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe. But all over my house, I've got like three outlets that I use, and they're all the upside down ones that are worked off of switches.
Yeah, I was screwing one off and just putting it back on. I was doing a lot of painting in my house, and my screwdriver slipped.
Oh no!
From the
into the socket,
into the socket.
Did you short yourself?
No, I was very lucky, but I was like, oh my gosh,
because
I did that once when I was a kid. I stuck a fork inside one of those when I was a kid.
Oh,
it zapped me pretty good.
I'd imagine.
Oh, The worst thing that happened to me close to that as a kid, and I was probably 9 to 10, but I was changing a light bulb like an idiot, and the light was still, and I stuck my finger in my, oh. That was just a second. I can't even imagine.
Woo. Yeah, a little sparkle. I've been electrocuted twice in my life. That was once. The second time, our basement in Indiana flooded, and we had carpet. It was a finished basement.
Yeah.
And my dad had me out there with a hairdryer standing on the wet carpet. But that's not a good thing to do. Eventually, that's going to zap you. And it did.
239 Wayne says, you talking heads have no money anyway.
What's that?
It doesn't matter if I had $1 million in my pocket. I wasn't going to give it to you. It's not the point.
It's not the point of the $2, Wayne.
It's not the point. It could be $2 or 2 cents. It don't matter. Even your money, I wouldn't give her, Wayne.
I'd give Wayne's money away.
I'd give, you're right. I'd give Wayne's money
away. Wayne, you want to donate a bike?
Yeah, exactly.
Beasley Bike Drive going on
Beasley
right
bike
now.
Drive tomorrow.
Come on,
you still have disposable income, pal.
Wayne's loaded.
Come on, Wayne.
Come on, Wayne.
You're not going to the college football playoff, you Ohio State fan.
Oh, is he?
Well, if he is, he's not rooting for his team.
Yeah. Is that the Ohio State? We have a lot
yeah,
of Ohio
that's
State
the Ohio
guys.
State, Wayne.
Oh. Under my premise, you would be.
Yeah.
Top 48 are getting in Pete's world.
Pete Shepherd wants to let everybody in.
No.
Let's do December Madness.
No. And
December to remember.
Yesterday, and I understand the obstacles over again. One thing, I may back off. The one thing I do not want to see the elimination of the conference championship games. And a lot of people are saying to get to that 18 playoff, you would have to do that.
Yeah.
That is an absolute no-no. Nope. You know what? And if it came to that, if that was one of the committee's concessions to get, then I would be against it. I do not want the conference championship games to go away. Well, but on the other hand, is it fair that Notre Dame doesn't play in the conference? That's the other thing, though. That's the other part of it.
No.
Well, it's not right.
Well, your plan would make the SEC championship meaningless anyway.
No,
so why
not
just get rid of it?
No, it would not.
Would every
no,
year.
No, it would not.
They'd both get in.
No, they should have both got in this year. Fact.
I won't argue with you there.
Right. And they should have both got in last year.
Hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, we'll get onto all that.
But. On to NFL football.
What a text.
Get some interesting text. Some I can't describe on the air. Sheeman and Shepherd on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN.
That's never look funny. At an electrical outlet the same.
Nope.
So the other breaking news today, I don't know if you saw it. I tweeted it out. But right after Giant Stadium, it looks like, on Route 3 in New Jersey, a black, pretty decent-sized car, not an SUV, smashed into the back of a Brinks truck. And the money went flying all over the highway, which is basically the Jersey, not the Jersey, but it's like the Jersey Turnpike. 4 or 5 lanes and people getting out of the cars. It'd be like this picture I-75, but with 5 lanes or 4 lanes on one side and a Brinks truck dumping money off, dropping money all over the place because it gets smashed into, and people just stopping. There were accidents all over the place. I don't know how more people didn't get killed. You got old ladies, you know, rushing, people climbing over the medians from the other side, heading in the other direction, heading north. It's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like that in my life.
Here's the question.
Yes.
Would you stop on the highway? I-75, both, would you cross the median? Now, this was a cement barrier. Meeting.
Yeah,
we just have grass.
Yeah.
Would you cross the median and start grabbing cash for Christmas? Let's put it on the poll. Does anybody think that's stealing?
Not stealing. Possession's 9/10 of the law.
I wish I
could help with some money rain down in my car.
I wish I knew the denominations that were I'm sure of them. I'm one guy that he's like, I got $1,000 on his phone. I got $1,000 already.
Wow.
I can't remember the last time I saw something like that.
The old lady walking around in the traffic. just grabbing rain.
Yep.
Making it rain.
Yep.
That's pretty good. That was in New Jersey today?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, this morning.
Man.
Yep. And I have it tweeted out. It's on my Facebook page also, but it is definitely worth a listen to. Got to make sure the volume's up.
Now,
this lady describing it's funny.
Will the police make an effort to get that money back? With cell phone video that's now posted everywhere and license plates.
No, unless like the
Or is that just an insurance write-off for the Brinks company?
Got to be insurance write-off,
I would think.
Because it's not like, it's not stolen. Right? I mean,
is
it's
it,
like.
Is it not? I don't know. It's not, a fine line.
Can you file that under like an act of God?
No. and I don't think the finders, keepers, losers, weepers theory really works. But
how do you prove that this is your $1,000 in my pocket? I could just be walking around with the cool G.
Oh, I know. And it's not like a banker. It's not like a bank error. Or say, well, here's what, like, there have been times in my life, where once or twice, where I've gotten a check and there was way more money in it than it should have been. I mean, like ridiculous, like $100,000.
Oh, wow.
Like that. You got to say something right away.
Right.
Otherwise, you know.
Well, Merry Christmas.
I mean, you should say something right away. There's no doubt about that.
Or you can cash it.
But it's not
go
even
put $100,000 on black or red, see if you win. And there you go.
Give back or what money? I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah.
All right, are we going to put it on a poll? Would you or wouldn't you? Or we're just going to assume it's going to be 100%?
I mean, I think it'd be 100%.
I think some people would give it back. Like a small percentage. I'm like 10%.
I'm thinking
it's going to be 90-10.
I'm going to put it on, I'll tweet it out on our 99.3 ESPN page, so you see the link to it. Chris wants to do it. No. Yeah, I'll do it.
All right. Well, you all handle the social media for the day. Coming up, we're going to talk about tonight's Chargers-Chiefs game. We're all very excited about that. Ryan Tannehill, we have an update on his ankle as well. And the Kenyon Drake ball. We'll have some details on that. People are still trying to get it. Later on, we'll talk with John Naylor, the City of Palms Classic, Marcus Grant, Fantasy Football from the NFL Network, and Rick Harrell will join us to talk some sports business at the end of the program. Plus your phone calls at 239-337-ESPN. It's Sheeman and Shepard on Southwest Florida Sports Leader, 99.3 ESPN.
Follow the guys on Twitter at PSHEP326 and at Craig ESPN. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard on Southwest Florida Sports Leader, 99.3 ESPN. Again, our show tomorrow, this time we'll be broadcasting live from Walmart in Estero, right off of 41 in Estero Parkway. Swing on by the parking lot. Be easy to find. Make a donation with your with a new bike, unwrapped toy, whatever you want to donate. We'll appreciate it. We're in conjunction with Toys for Tots, so come on out and see us there. All right, so we got warmed up, underway and everything. Brinks truck and all. And we now have a football game tonight between the Chargers and the Chiefs, which is a pretty important one in the AFC for sure. Looking forward to that. That'll also have some fantasy football ramifications. Sure, a lot of people may have a Phillip Rivers and or a Patrick Mahomes. And, of course, next hour we'll have Marcus Grant on the program. Chris, are you raising your hand like a student to be called on, or were you just like
stretching? Yeah, I mean, I wanted you to wait till you were done talking football.
Oh, okay.
But that bumper music there, The Cure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of seven bands/individuals elected into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame today.
Oh, nice.
So that will be all of our rejoin music.
Who else? You know?
The Cure, Def Leppard,
yeah.
Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
Fun fact, already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah. With Fleetwood
with
Mac.
With Fleetwood Mac, and this will be an individual?
Correct.
Yep. Wow.
Janet Jackson, Radiohead, The Zombies, and Roxy Music. Wow. Never heard of Roxy Music before, but.
Wow, Roxy Music. They had.
Nice. That's some good bumper music today. That'll be good.
Oh.
All right.
Somebody just tweeted out. Well,
yeah.
Texted out. I don't know, Chris. You read it.
Yeah, maybe you guys can give everyone a heads up that lives in Naples, Santa Barbara is gridlocked due to a bad accident. Just watch the medevac land.
Yeah. All right.
Hope they're okay.
That's just somebody texting in, so
all right.
Maybe it's true, maybe it's not.
Passing
if you and
don't listen to us for your traffic.
Alarming numbers for Phillip Rivers. Now, earlier this year, well, I'll just tell you, in the last nine games against the Chiefs, Phillip Rivers has thrown 14 interceptions and nine touchdowns. 14 interceptions, nine touchdowns. However, earlier this year, when they lost 38-28 at home in Los Angeles, they lost 38-28. He was 34-51 for 424 yards and three touchdowns and one pick. But Kansas City has kind of been his little nemesis here.
His little bugaboo.
Little bugaboo. 14 picks in 9 games is a lot for a guy like that with that talent and only 9 touchdowns.
We determined yesterday that the weather will be cold, but nothing ridiculous, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Should be able to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I mean, the Rams looked horrible in the cold weather against the Bears last week. Let's see if the Chargers
Philip Rivers,
can man up a little.
But Philip's played in some very cold weather games before and done pretty well. He's a tough guy. He's not like your typical L.A.
On the flip side of that, though, Travis Kelce's numbers against the Chargers in his career are horrendous.
Really?
Shut him down? Horrendous, yes.
Except it might be better today because Hill may not be 100%. The running game's kind of out.
Well, they're going to give him a go, right? Yeah. Spencer Ware's out.
Yeah. Hill's banged up. He's going to try to play. But Kelce could, you're right, and Kelce should get a lot more looks today. Watkins is out, too.
Watkins is out as well, yep.
Hey, you know who's coming back? Eric Berry is going to give it a go tonight.
Yeah.
So he had it was an Achilles and then, like, cancer
years before. It was an Achilles from last year,
well,
yeah.
Well, if you listen to Stephen A. today, Dan Fouts is going to play along with Chuck Muncy, John Jefferson.
Kareem Hunt.
Charlie Joyner.
Is he off the mark a little bit?
He put his excuse out there on his Twitter that, oh, he was doing a million things, and this was, I mean, he had
He's
that,
not. He took his radio show off this
he
week.
Had a brain cramp today, like unlike I've seen.
It happens.
Not like
everybody's got bad days.
Yeah, but I guess I agree. But that was it's kind of odd the way that all played out. Anyway,
yeah. And it wasn't that bad. He was talking about like he was excited to see Spencer Ware play.
Yeah,
he's not.
And Kareem
Spencer Ware's out.
And Kareem Hunt, who hasn't played all year.
Did he know about Kareem? No, he didn't say Kareem Hunt, right?
No, not Kareem Hunt. Who did he say? Someone who hasn't played all year.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
All right.
And a couple of other things that were way, way off the beaten path.
By the way, if you have Carson Wentz in fantasy, forget him. He's not coming back.
I don't think he's coming back this year.
They say the vertebrae is broken.
Because he doesn't need surgery, so people might say, oh, well, he's
going to
come
Eagles
back.
Got a better shot to win without him.
Now they got Nick Foles saving the day again, except they're too far behind the eight ball, I think.
Well, they are. They're in the eighth spot at 6-7. I mean, things can change. Minnesota loses this week to Miami, which I think there's a better than average chance that they might. I think that team's reeling.
Well,
that happens. The Dolphins win that game, and Minnesota loses, and Carolina and Philadelphia win.
Yeah.
Then they're all going to be tied. Actually, they'll be the Carolina, Philadelphia, Eagles, and the Washington Redskins. If they win, if they all three win, would be ahead of Minnesota. They'd all be 7-7, and Minnesota would be 6-7-1. So they would drop. If they lose to the Dolphins, they could drop from 6 all the way down to the 10 seed and tie with Green Bay, which I think they would be lose that tie. It'd be like the 11th seed.
Wow.
That's how big that game is for them this week against
Miami. Never out of it. 305 with a good question. Don't forget, Kelvin Benjamin is now a Chief. He didn't play last week. I thought I read something earlier this morning that he might play a little today. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'll see if he's been eating some of that Kansas City barbecue. And then, sticking with the AFC West, it's been a little comical, some comments that have come out of the Raiders camp here in the past day.
Damn!
Derek Carr, first of all, says the uncertainty of where they're going to play next year is a little crazy and weird. Yeah, no doubt.
And that is. I hope people don't think that's just some sort of fluff story, some idle threat. That could really play out in a bad way for the Raiders.
They really don't know where they're going to play next year. They have no deal. They're being sued by the city.
Yep.
And, I mean, very well could be San Diego, could be UNLV. I mean, John Gruden says he'd prefer it be Oakland, playing up to the fans.
Sure.
Of course.
Oh, of course. Yeah. He never lies.
Mark Davis was asked about Amari Cooper, and he said he's a great, great player who didn't fit our system. We might be saying damn because we got rid of him.
How do you say now? Is that a slap in the face to John Gruden?
I read that as a slap at the coaching staff. Yes,
is he taking a pot shot at McKenzie because he's not there anymore.
Cooper hasn't been great the last few years in the defense.
Why? But you have to ask why.
But that's not Gruden.
Well, okay,
Gruden
okay.
got there this year.
Okay, yeah.
That's not a Gruden schematic fit. I don't.
Del Rio fault. I mean, they had him in the playoffs, right?
No, what Cooper's problem was is. He dropped the football.
Yeah.
He, like, led the league in drops over the previous two seasons. Now that his rookie year, he was great.
Yeah.
He was great with the Raiders.
Yeah. Well, he looks like an all-pro now.
Now he looks great again. Right. And Jerry Jones is on his way to winning GM of the year, as far as I'm concerned.
Sickening, isn't it?
No, it's good for him. Deserves it. And give him some credit for those Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And then the real news of the day, it's I hope it happens. Jose Canseco wants to be President Trump's new chief of staff. I kid you not.
Yeah, I saw that. That was good. Did you read the whole thing?
He and Trump know each other from the past, and Trump's having a little problem finding a new chief of staff because his guy's going to be leaving here at the end of the year, and nobody really wants that job. It's a difficult job. And Canseco went on to say, and by the way, you're looking a bit like a Twinkie lately. I need to come in there and work you out a couple times a day and put you on a program and get you svelte.
Get on that Canseco program,
get
huh?
Get swole a little bit.
Yeah. All natural.
Yeah.
Yep. Daily injections into buttocks, you know?
Whatever it takes.
Yep. Whatever it takes. Yep.
That'll be good. Your boy Ryan Tannehill's ankle, better?
Looking good.
Feeling good? I saw an interesting story. Oh, first of all, Kenyon Drake, the ball. They're trying to get the ball.
Yeah,
you heard where this has gone?
Yeah, so apparently the guy that caught it in section 107 sold it to the guy next to him for $500.
A Patriots fan caught the ball.
Oh.
Sold it to a Dolphins fan for $500 cash.
But now the guy that bought it for $500 wants to sell it for like $250,000. Trying to sell it on the market.
Come on, man.
It is the most exciting play in Dolphins history.
But didn't we tell you that was going to happen? Somebody was either going to put it on eBay.
Yeah.
And he probably could have got more money for it if he did that. I mean, so I'm not surprised.
Chris, money is no option.
Oh, Chris, if you had that ball, what would you do?
That is the most, you said it yourself. That's the most exciting play you've ever seen in your life for the Dolphins.
Yes.
What would it be worth to you?
Well, if I had...
Assuming you didn't knock over a Brinks truck in New Jersey this morning and didn't have...
So if I were this guy, if I paid $500 for the ball, how much would I want for it?
Yeah, well, or how much would you pay to have it? Are you a memorabilia guy?
With certain things, I am.
Okay.
Like golf memorabilia, I'm all over it.
How about
I've got some cool golf memorabilia.
Yeah.
But
how about this?
And I've got some... I don't have any football memorabilia. I've got some basketball and some golf, and that's it.
Okay. So would this be worth anything to you?
Oh, yeah. It'd be worth something, yeah.
Yeah?
I don't know. Probably if money weren't an object.
Yeah.
And I had boatloads of it. I had, like, lived on the beach in Naples.
Sure.
Shell out $5,000 for it.
$5,000?
Yeah, I think.
Right.
Yeah.
For that ball?
Yeah.
Nowhere near the $250 that's being talked about online, though.
No.
Yeah.
It's a football.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a football, pal. Like, at the end of the day... It's what, $100 if you buy a NFL football from the store?
Yeah, about that.
Like the official, maybe a little more?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think you're making a nice little profit.
Okay.
Xavier Howard has not been totally ruled out for Sunday. Take that what you will. That'd be great if
you
could play
for
Miami. Yeah,
but Gase also said he's not going to rush him coming back.
There was another interesting piece I read today on the Finn Fanatic that is suggesting that the Dolphins ride out another year with Gase and Tannehill, and if you read in between the lines later on in the article, it is based on the premise that Jim Harbaugh's not going anywhere this year.
Wait one more year.
Mm-hmm. Have everybody's contracts kind of run out and go after Harbaugh next year. That was the premise of it. And he said, you stick them together. You don't get rid of Gase and keep Tannehill or get rid of Tannehill and keep Gase. You're stuck with him.
They're married.
Both of them.
They're married.
Yeah. Mm.
Even though Gase wasn't the one who drafted Tannehill,
right?
Gase took the job under the pretenses that Tannehill's your starting quarterback.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I got no problem with that.
A lot of interesting scenarios are going to be proposed, I think. Harbaugh's going to have a lot. I don't care what he says now. He hasn't seen the offers that are about to come through. It also depends on, let's see what happens with the Dolphins here. I don't expect them to fade away. I think they're going to go into Minnesota and play their butts off. I really believe that. I think they can steal that game.
I do too. It spins
I
up.
Absolutely
there's no need to get rid
steal,
of Gase, even though 2 weeks ago.
But if they don't, and if they collapse these next three,
then
that opens up a whole other can of worms.
So. Ryan Tannehill this year has a 5-3 record in games that he starts, 67% completion percentage.
Yep, that's fine.
He's got 16 touchdowns and 6 interceptions.
It's decent.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Right?
And what was, going into the year, what was the amazing stat? Like, was he 14-1 in games he started? And now he's 5-3. That's 5-3 is good enough to get you in the playoff. 10-6 in the equivalent.
Yeah, at one point he was like 11-1 in the last 12 games that he had started.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
but that was when the Dolphins started 3-0. And then you were still living off of the end of that 2016 season where they made the playoffs.
Right. Again, I keep pointing out, and I don't know if this is tongue-in-cheek or the 239, Adam Gase win Coach of the Year with this roster. Again, all July and August, we spent going after list after list after list. It was the Dolphins were going to be the worst team and the first pick in the draft.
From us, but everybody else nationally. And a lot of people locally, for that matter, a lot of papers.
So I guess you got to give Adam Gase some credit for where they're at. They're in the hunt. We're in the middle of December, and we're still talking about
it. They've overcome three separate losing streaks of two games.
Turning it around.
And a five-game injury to Ryan Tannehill. So they're 1-5 on the road this year.
Yeah. I mean, honestly,
they've lost their last five road games.
Looking at those numbers, through eight games, which is a half a season, 67% completion. Screen just moved on me. Hold on one second.
Most people
16 touchdowns, six interceptions, and almost 1,600 yards. Now, he's got that gap in the middle, but...
Yeah.
You know, that's 67% completion, 3,000 yards, and a better 2-1 than 2-1 touchdown interception ratio.
The yardage is a little light.
Well, it is, but look at this.
That's Jarvis Landry type stuff. Yeah, right.
But when you're running the ball like they gassed the Patriots last week, running 189 yards, you don't have to have. Now, he's thrown for eight touchdowns and only one pick in three games since his return. He's averaging 197.3 yards. He was very good last week. 14-19, 265 yards. While they rushed for 189, his second highest total of the season, and he had three touchdowns in the win over the Patriots.
I think the yardage is light, and I think we're not going downfield, enough. I think that's a valid criticism.
But I think you got to look at yesterday. But it's not Kirk Cousins bad, you know? I don't think it's that bad. I think you look at a game like last week, and if they're running the ball that way, then you don't have to take those type of chances. They just gashed him in the trenches last week. But I understand what you're saying, but I don't think it's Kirk Cousins bad. I don't think Tannehill's afraid to throw the ball down the field. I think Kirk Cousins has a ticker problem he's afraid, quote, like not to lose. I don't know. But he should be. He did it. He was like that wherever he's been.
Chris, later on in the show, I found the top 20 plays in Dolphins history. Obviously, what we saw this weekend was number one.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we'll run through them. I bet Pete remembers more of them than you do. A lot of them go back a little bit, but we'll do that later on in the show.
Those stats for Tannehill are surprising to me.
Yeah?
The yardage is still concerning because in today's NFL,
you got to get 4,500.
3,000 yards is nothing.
Right.
I mean, back in the day, that was the mark to hit. Now it's 4,000, to be honest with you.
But if they're running the ball that effectively, though, then who cares?
I hear you. I hear you. But it's
maybe it's a good thing he doesn't have to get to that type. That's the that's what you want. I mean, you don't want him bringing you back from 14 down. That's not his thing.
No. All right, we'll continue to talk about that. We'll talk some college football. John Naylor.
I'd have to give him some more credit.
Maybe. John Naylor will join us from the City of Palms Basketball Classic in the bottom of next hour as well. Plus, we'll be giving away some tickets to that. And, by the way, I want to invite you to go to our website at 993ESPN.com. There's the 2018 College Football Bowl Pick'em game there. And what you do, you just sign up. You pick all the bowl games. Whoever gets the most right is going to win the 993 ESPN suite for a night for an Everblades hockey game. And that I've done that before. So has Pete. So has Chris. It's a lot of fun. It's a good prize.
Yep.
So go on there at our website right now and pick all your bowl games. Coming up, Sound Street. Next, Scheman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.
Taking a cruise through all the sound.
But they're not going to rook us.
Don't you ever talk about me!
Who was talking about you?
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I can say anything I want. That's the beauty of this country.
I'm not laughing about it. You think this is funny? I take this serious.
It's time for
Sound Street on Scheman and Shepherd.
Sound Street brought to you by Optimal Male Performance Center in Naples. Go to 993ESPN.com. Complete the Optimal Male Performance questionnaire and get $2,400 off your visit. John Harbaugh announcing that even though Joe Flacco is back and healthy, Lamar Jackson is the starter this weekend.
One announcement to make regarding the quarterback situation. Joe is fully healthy, ready to go. He'll be a full participant in practice. He'll be up for the game. The starting quarterback will be Lamar. Joe will be the number two quarterback, and Robert Griffin will be the backup to those two guys, and we'll proceed with our game planning and play the game.
Meanwhile, Joe Flacco disappointed by the announcement.
Yeah, I mean, I guess my overall thought about it is obviously disappointed that, you know, I can't be part of this team in the same capacity that I have been for a long time, but Always got to be ready and stay sharp and be ready for the call at any point.
How do you feel about losing your job essentially to an injury?
It's part of the game, man. I've talked about it plenty of times. Every time you take the field, there's obviously the risk of something like that happening, and it just is what it is.
Joe Flacco. Meanwhile, Central Florida head coach Josh Heupel on with Golic and Wingo today says, you know what? If you go undefeated, you should be allowed to play for the title.
We schedule our non-conference games, you know, years in advance. You understand that. It's not like those things get decided, you know, during June and July before you kick off in September. You know, we line them up, we go play them. And, you know, I think you go undefeated, you deserve the opportunity to go play for it.
Yeah, except I guess you don't. Mike Golic Jr. Expanding the college football playoff is just a money grab.
I don't think we need eight teams. I've been on the record of saying that four is enough. That being said, this seems like you've got enough people with power and influence that are going to make this happen sooner than later. So if we're operating in that reality, the only thing I can make known is my opinion, which is that if you go to a system where you're rewarding everyone for just winning their conference championship as it currently sits, and then giving these at-large bids and potentially an automatic through the group of five, you prove to me that none of this is actually about finding the best teams in all of this, and that you just want everyone to feel good, and you just want everyone to line their pockets. And if you're willing to admit that openly, then I'm cool with it. But if you try and masquerade and say this is about giving more deserving teams an opportunity, you're full of it.
All right, and I respect his opinion except for one thing.
What's that?
One of the four best teams is not playing in a couple of weeks, that being Georgia.
I think that's what he's saying. I think he said, don't tell me that this is about getting the best out there. And I think you and he are in agreement with
all right,
that.
But yeah, and well, maybe we are. Maybe misunderstood him. But because... expansion is going to happen because money will outweigh everything else, as it always does in life, unfortunately.
Which is what he's saying.
Yeah.
But he's saying don't hide behind this curtain of we're trying to find the best team. Just come out and say we've made a lot of money off the college football playoff, more than we made off the BCS, so we're going to continue to expand this because we're a business. We want to make money.
I forget what he said about Georgia not being in, if he agreed or disagreed. And you're also talking about a Notre Dame guy that thinks it's okay that they don't play in a conference, too.
A lot of Notre Dame people
can't hold that against them.
Yeah, exactly.
I do. I have and I will.
All right. Coming up later, I'll let you know what Roger Goodell had to say in case you missed his big press conference yesterday about paying for videos and Kareem Hunt.
He likes himself a lot.
Zero tolerance for violence against women and all that stuff. All that coming up. Plus, next hour, we are going to talk with John Naylor from the City of Palms Basketball Classic. Talk some college hoops, too. DJ Durkin has a new spot. Chris alluded to that earlier. We'll dive into that a little bit, too. Sheeman and Shepard on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN.